Sunday sweater, patent leather tethered to a fancy car. I know you wanna touch me in your old religion caviar. Holy water avatar, blue like the tears when I left you. I met you on Saturday morning, it's raining and storming. Approach me with caution, I come with a warning.
If you sweep me off my feet, I'll probably clean my act up. I swear I'll be on my best behavior. From this day forward, a lifetime after. If you're my baby, and I know this world is so crazy, that don't mean nothing. Call me crazy, as long as you know my name.
I used to dream in parables, partially love you naturally, happily ever after. Cigarettes over blunts now, Miracle Whip at Funtown. Summertime, delight, delight, Mississippi over ice, Janet Jackson and flashing lights. We could dance a little if you'd like to. My vagabond's a lonely road, a celebrated haiku. Contemporary overzealous, think I really like you. Sing with me, paranoia light blue. Piano was a deep red, your fingers were a green hue. Watch you make a rainbow out of sacrificial love in the club off the alley, alley, feeling holy. The DJ was religion, I swear on the Pope, he know me.
Name is just a name, don't call me crazy. And rain don't feel like rain, it's been so common lately. And love is just a word. So tell me what you call me when I'm cold, not around.
Hello. We are live in WMFO Studios. This is Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. I'm Airbud.
And I am Jareth, King of the Stench.
Jareth, King of the Stench in the studio. yes, my other co-DJs that are typically here for weekly listeners are under the great weight of finals today.
But we're out here excited, excited to play some tunes.
We're filling in for Mark Ruffalo. He was in town last week when it snowed, and he got kind of winter winter fever. It's like when you get hot in your body, but you're seeking the cold.
Exactly.
So he's out skiing in Colorado, Breckenridge. This sent us a nice picture via email.
Having some hot cocoa.
Yeah, definitely hot cocoa. Those two songs that we played in the beginning were No Name, Sunny Duet, featuring The Mind, and a song by Adult Mom called Ephemeralness. I'm realizing that when I typed it into the computer, I typed it Adult Mom. It's not that. Adult Mom.
Definitely not.
they performed here last week at the Crafts House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were really good.
That's awesome.
Super, super duper cool little acoustic show.
For sure.
They're touring the East Coast right now.
Glad we could catch them.
Yeah. So we'll be here until 4, playing some music, talking about, you know, the reason you tune in is for our personal updates about our lives and...
Yeah, just what there needs to be talked about.
Do you have a song you want to play, Jareth?
I'll cue it up. I don't know about
cool.
this next one.
But. Then I'll play one, September Rose by Kaylin Russo. Played this last week, too.
Golden frame. My breath on the cup.
That was a disco song that I listened to in a class and studied last week, and it's been stuck in my head. Shame, Shame, Shame by Shirley and Company. The producer of that song, so I guess I'll share something I learned in my class, African-American history of music. The producer of that song is Sylvia Robinson, who was an R&B artist who wasn't very successful in like the 60s, and then formed this band with this woman, Shirley, I forget her last name, called Shirley and Company, and they wrote Shame, 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 and we're a disco group. But what's important about that is that Sylvia produced it by herself, which was like one of the first occurrences of an African-American woman being a solo producer on a song. And then, a couple years later, she founds Sugar Hill Records, aka Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, number one rap song, first rap song to hit number one on the Hot 100.
Wow.
Yeah. Totally changed hip-hop forever.
Yeah.
Sylvia Robinson, producer of Shame, Shame, Shame.
There you go. A little bit of history.
I actually, one of the five term identifications on my final yesterday was Sylvia Robinson. And I just wrote basically what I just told you. This is what I learned this semester.
That's amazing.
Actually, this morning I was talking with some of my housemates about how it's even in the classes that you don't like, you still can look back and think about how much knowledge is currently in your brain about that specific thing.
Oh, of course. Well, you learn little tidbits of knowledge and they stay with you, right?
So exactly.
Cool. Yeah. Even if you hate the overall class.
Did you dislike any of your classes this year?
Not really. I think I overall enjoyed most of them. Which,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Isn't usually the
towards
case.
The end, right? Yeah. I've definitely had complaints in most of my semesters, but I think I had a pretty good one too.
Yeah.
You know, just good feelings here. On WMFO.
Ending the semester strong.
Yeah, well, strong without two of our co-DJs. Those of us who have time are having a great time.
Oh, yeah.
We also played No Woman by Whitney. That was Jareth's song.
One of my favorites from this semester. Yeah.
How did you first start listening to Whitney?
I think a friend showed them.
Was it Tucker?
It was not Tucker.
Oh, Tucker showed me. That would have been cool.
And then I just started grooving to them and then got hooked.
Something that's interesting about Whitney that Tucker was telling me the other day is that even though their music is great, in interviews, they come off really, arrogant and not very nice. I would use a different word if we weren't on the radio right now for our family program.
Of course.
But that's too bad.
Yeah, you hate to see it.
But I still like their music.
Yeah. So how do you balance that?
You just listen to their music and don't watch them do interviews. It's easy. Cool. This next song was one of yours. Do you want to introduce it?
For sure. Yeah. So it's I Will Not Forget by Albion Place. It's a band from New Zealand, so
I'm
super excited to bring it back here.
What's your personal history with New Zealand?
I spent about 5-6 months there, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that's where you heard this band?
Yes.
Cool.
Woodstock Seder, now I can't remember what I'm even worried about. drowning my sorrows. 18 empty bottles, I'm opening my bottle, trying to stop myself from leaving this world. All over a breakup, I thought we would just make up, but I was mistaken, and then my heart started breaking. Girl, could you do this? We've already been through this. I'm clueless on what to do here. Screw it, I'm sorry. 'Cause when them lights go down low, down girl you go, around girl you get out.
Probably couldn't follow me. Your papa Molly's constantly we're lying fresh up on the tee. Well, I guess he is a heartbreaker. Oh my God, yes he is.
You're the worst that I ever met.
You either have or you haven't, or you haven't yet. Lest I forget the pain that I endured.
Some of these philosophies could guide me to a cold world.
What's that? You felt pain too? Well, try imagine all the trouble that you put me through. And I don't know why I said I'm sorry to you, 'cause in the end, girl, I will not forget.
'Cause when them lights go down low, down girl you go, around girl you get. I will not forget the good and the bad times. In this life there's no rewind, the first and the last time I said I'm sorry.
Everything to lose. Would you bring me my money and take from me all that I was worth? 'Cause I wasn't worth nothing, and it wasn't yours. Oh, don't you be a passerby, or won't you sit down and stay a while? Oh, don't you be a passerby, or won't you sit down and stay a while? 'Cause it's been too long since you've been around. 'Cause you've been around. Saw a loud man from across the way. He thought he heard what he heard you say. Don't you be a passerby, or won't you sit down and stay a while? Oh, don't you be a passerby, or won't you sit down and stay a while? 'Cause it's been too long since you've been around. Don't wanna be a I
That was Baby by Devendra Bandhart. Before that, Passerby by Dispatch, a band that I saw multiple times in high school. Kind of a thing that me and my friends did often was go to Dispatch shows. It was fun. One time all the way at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's such a good gig you had going.
Yeah. They were fun to see. They had like one time when they played, they had like their wives come out. Mm-hmm. And do a song, and it was like really bad. But they like were clearly super hyped on having their wives out there perform with them, so it was like cute, but they just didn't sound very good.
One for the books. That's fun.
You had something to say about this next song?
Yeah, so coming up we have a good Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. This past week was his 50th anniversary of his death, so a little shout out to him. A classic.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening sun, watching the ships. I watch them roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Just sitting on the dock of the bay, there's a tide. I left my home in Georgia
What a beautiful whistle. I want to give a shout out for the next song. It's Adder With Me by Jack Johnson. And shouts out to Grace, probably our most frequent listener, who showed me this song. And also shouts out to Lonely Island, who made a funny video with the song. And I forgot the name just now, and so I looked up Lonely Island Jack Johnson parody and remembered the name of the song, and now I'm going to play it. So, two people helped me. Well, okay, Grace and then a group of three people helped me with this song that's coming up right now.
The Big Four.
for sure. That was Darling by Real Estate. Before that, Atta With Me by Jack Johnson.
God, I love it.
Next up, we have something special for all our listeners out there. Local talent.
Hey.
That's right. A band from the very own Tufts University.
TU.
Called Blue Well. Great band. Not Blue Whale.
Blue Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Well. Mama made me mash my M&M's.
Well.
And they just came out with a song. Well, they just recorded a song as a part of a final project for some people in a music recording class. And so I saw the bassist in this band, Hans, one of our close friends, a couple minutes ago before the show started. And she mentioned that they had the song and that she would send it to me. And so she emailed it to me via Gmail. It doesn't have a name on the email. The file is called finalbounce1.wave. So we're going to play it. It's a really good song.
Hope you enjoy. About that song, isn't it great? Especially the bass, and pretty much every member of that band is doing a great job. Hopefully they will release that song on some sort of internet medium sometime soon. Let's make it hot.
Yeah, when it happens, be sure to check it out if you liked it. Blue Well, by the way, is one word. We forgot to specify that when we were overpronouncing the word well. Another band that I happen to be in,
oh yeah,
recorded a song this week too via the same kind of final project for a different group. That song unfortunately is extremely explicit in most parts,
but I'm gonna
try to play the end of the song, like the last chorus and the fade out. But I'm not entirely sure where it is, so I'm just gonna like click on the song and hope that we're in the right place. And if we're not, it might skip around a little bit. I don't know. just preparing you for what's about to happen.
Yeah, we'll all have to be flexible.
We're just asking for flexibility. This is Blue Note, parentheses, Come and Kick It With Me by Children of the Horn.
I come and kick it. I know your pride is hurt. Effect was my intuition. I can see it in your glow. I can see it in your eyes. Come and kick it with me.
That song will also hopefully be available on streaming services at some point. If you're listening to this show and you want to hear about it, Children of the Horn and Blue Well were the two songs that we just played. So you're going to want to like Google those names pretty much every day for the next month until those songs end up somewhere on the internet.
Yeah, and then send it around to all your
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Email it, please. Back to our here's a song by Childish Gambino.
We are smoking that world.
That was Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino. We have 5 minutes left in the studio, which means that our semester is coming to a close. Sad. Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo will live again next semester. And actually, I'll be back in the studio from 6 to 8 doing sub hours for a different radio show, Bingo with Steve Harnish, but that's unrelated to Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. In the studio with us, as always, at the end is Bingo Crisco.
Bingo Crisco!
What a program is coming up next. Also, their last show of the semester. Bunch of guests, I hear.
Oh, yeah.
We're all excited.
Guaranteed to be, as always, more put together than our show. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great being here for the day.
Thanks so much.
Jareth, King of Stench, has really enjoyed filling in.
And I'm Airbud, and... see you next semester. This song is dedicated to Noah Cutler and Ian James. May they study in peace.